Fidel. Oh, Fidel. Fidel, my friend, thinks it's the end. Can't go another day. So I brought us here to the show, saying what I have to say. The fish is in the water, but hair doesn't know. Fish is in the water, but hair doesn't know. Oh, Fidel, if you got it, then you got it in the ocean. Oh, Fidel, if you got it, then you got it in the ocean. Oh, Fidel, Fidel, got it, then you got it in the ocean. Oh, Fidel, if you got it, then you got it in the ocean.
Good afternoon, Indigenous Earthlings. Here we are again, seven revolutions later, balancing into another Express Yourself. I'm Luke Nessler. Happy First Friday, everyone. Boy, there's a monster groove if I've ever heard one. That was Danger Muffin from their newest CD, Heritage, something called Old Fidel. They take the stage at Steve's Guitars tomorrow night, and then they play at Cypress Park on Sunday evening as part of the Second Sunday Concert Series. I spoke with the lead singer, rhythm guitarist, and lyricist for Danger Muffin, Dan Lotte, yesterday as they were driving to Steamboat for a gig. How's the Colorado tour doing you this time?
Oh, it's fantastic. We've had just an epic time, as usual, coming out here and playing shows and meeting great people and seeing some old friends. It's been awesome.
You played with Kaya Cater over at Swallow Hill in Denver, didn't you?
That'll be tomorrow night.
Oh, that's tomorrow night. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that.
Have you played with Kaya before?
I have not.
Boy, her CD released last year just wowed a lot of DJs here at KD&K.
Right on.
Just like yours has, this new one.
Yeah.
Your website, Dan, says, talking about the new CD, Heritage. Heritage is about getting to the shared roots of humanity and following that all the way out to the branches where the forbidden fruit, the muffin, sweet and
That's
simple,
right.
begs to be plucked and consumed. But don't take a bite without an open heart.
That's right.
That's so beautiful.
Perfect.
And, you know, when I first read that, it didn't occur to me that that is the source of the name of your band.
That's right. Yep. The Forbidden Fruit.
And, you know, I'm a little slow, I confess, but I saw your logo and I thought, is that some sort of stylized skull? And about an hour into things, I realized, that's a muffin.
Yes, it is. That's our logo. We've had for some time, yeah.
That's nice. So so is your position to eat of the forbidden fruit? Is that what we all need to do here?
Absolutely, because it's all, you know, sort of like knowledge, you know, and that's kind of nothing wrong with that, the way I see it.
That's kind of what you're getting at with this new CD, Heritage, isn't it? Talking about old knowledge that maybe we've lost along the way?
I think so. Yeah, just kind of digging into our roots, you know, collectively and sort of reconnecting with our heritage, which is sort of our natural surroundings. You know, that's kind of, at the end of the day, it's our birthright kind of thing.
Well, that positive vibe, that positive message, it's not the first time that you've recorded that kind of thing. I think it's been a hallmark of your work since at least Ollie Oxen Free, and probably, well, Moonscapes too has a lot of that too. So
I think so too. Yeah, Moonscapes kind of kicked it off, and it was sort of when we first moved out to the ocean, in a place right across the street from the ocean, and just really those breezes just really kind of got into the music at that point. We've always sort of been inspired by, you know, these beautiful places, the ocean, like these beautiful mountains here in Colorado. You know, I'm sure that a lot of songs will come out of this trip.
Do songs come out of every trip that you take? How do songs come to you?
I think so, yeah. I mean, we're always inspired by these experiences, and certain places that you go in the country are just sort of magical, and you get to kind of take it back with you, you know?
Well, how lucky are you to go to places like that and play music?
Extremely lucky.
For people? That's a wonderful thing.
It sure is. There's no doubt about that.
But, you know, it strikes me, based on just what I've read in various interviews and watching your videos, that that's a beautiful and sacred thing, but you're not taking it real seriously. There's kind of a easygoing way that you're approaching it, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think it's easy to sort of, you know, take sort of some of the message and make it insistent, you know, upon itself. But we try to approach it with a more casual sort of vibe, and lyrically sort of just sort of simplify things so people can just take it for face value, or they can kind of dig in and see that there are deeper layers, whatever people are feeling, you know. We're just happy that they're listening.
Uh-huh. Well, you've been doing it for 10 years now and touring, I guess, for about 7. Is that right?
That's correct.
So you're doing something right.
We'd hope so.
Does it feel that way on the inside?
Oh, totally. Absolutely. It's you know, grown quite a bit as a band and as people through all these experiences. Yeah, you know, kind of like I said, like we go to these places and we take them with us, and it sort of re-inspires us to write even more stuff, and the cycle sort of continues, and that's the way it's been. And it's been a very, you know, just wonderful, you know, decade of sort of pursuing this this venture and creating this music and healing ourselves. You know, that's been an awesome time. Sure.
Well, I noticed all the way along on your CDs that you're doing this yourself, aren't you? You're not on a major label. You're not on any label.
That's correct. Yeah, we've always sort of been just fiercely independent. You know, not that it's necessarily by choice. It's just kind of the way that it's shaken out. We're sort of a different. There really aren't really any other bands that kind of sound like us, I would say. You know, we kind of span a lot of different genres, and we're very sort of different. So it's been an independent road that's been you know, slow and steady sort of wins the race kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And the people that we connect with, like fans, sort of become family to us, and they're there for life, you know. So it's really great sort of just experiencing all of that.
Well, building your audience in that way, in a sort of organic way, I think probably stands you so well in the long term. But I wonder if, let's say, New West comes to you or 30 Tigers and says, we want to sign you guys, what would you say?
Well, I think it would depend on sort of, you know, a lot of the stuff that we do, it's really all based on the vibe, you know, like the energy. And if we met some good people there and it seemed like they were really vibing with what we were doing and sort of really feeling that, you know, then it would be a good situation. We're always looking for the next sort of team member, and we would be open to it, but we wouldn't want to put ourselves in a situation where, you know, we would have to sort of lose our artistic integrity or anything like that, or go into too much debt, you know.
Right.
We try to keep the overhead low, and but I think that all, yeah, that's all achievable with some of these labels for sure. It's just a matter of, you know, continuing to push it out there and trying to get the folks' attention.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Heritage. It was partly recorded in a church built in 1772 in Charleston.
That's right.
That's amazing.
Yeah, in Charleston, South Carolina is sort of where the band has been based. And we have a studio of sort of, again, just like a family vibe of this one studio we love. So we tracked, sort of did the basic, you know, the drums and the guitars and stuff. A lot of that was done there. And then we were able to get into this beautiful sounding church and sort of sing all the vocals there and some percussion and things like that. So it ends up being like those natural reverbs have gotten into the record, and that was sort of the goal of it. So we put microphones up all over the church and captured the vibe of that place. And, you know, a lot of it was done late at night with the lights off and, you know, just kind of singing in this old church. And it was very, the spirit came alive, and we feel like we captured a little bit of that on the album.
Well, one video I watched, it was the one with the beautiful woman dancing, and mm-hmm. there were several
That's right.
shots of you guys. Was that taken in that church?
That's right. Yep, that's the church. Beautiful ceiling and
yes.
just a phenomenal place. They call Charleston the holy city, you know. So it was one of the oldest and second oldest church in the entire town. So you got to figure there's a really good reason they put that thing there. Now, I'll also say that we as a band we're not religious by
right.
any means, but I think the music is spiritual, for sure.
Well, you know, it's like so many people in this country wouldn't describe themselves as religious, but would heartily agree that they're spiritual. And I think that probably describes you guys.
I think so, yeah.
And it's very heartening to me that, what was it, just a couple of years ago, where a horrific thing happened in a church in Charleston.
That's correct.
So,
yeah,
you know, it's like the opposite side of the coin. You guys doing your thing, heartful, truthful thing in a church, as opposed to that. That's really beautiful.
Yeah, kind of helped to heal it a little bit. That's really what the music has been about for us. You know, it's for me personally, you know, I was, I didn't know what I was doing sort of with my life before I found music. It definitely saved me, you know, with each song, each time that we play, you know, every show, it's the same thing. You kind of go through this process of healing, you know, and we've definitely connected with people sort of all over the country that have, you know, gotten that out of the music. And that's, you know, I always kind of say that's the highest honor for an artist or a songwriter to be a part of the healing process for people.
Huh. Absolutely. You know, and now more than ever, we need that.
More than ever. That's for sure.
Well, let's talk a little bit about a couple of the songs. The one that really grabs me on Heritage is Old Fidel. Talk about that song. How did it come about? Just a monster groove, and it's one that just makes you move. It's a
yeah.
beautiful thing. Talk about
Thanks.
Old Fidel.
Yeah, it's, you know, we like to do all these different kind of grooves. So that one just really came about as just this kind of straight reggae sort of vibe. And, you know, that it just ended up being this tune about sort of this despotism, you know, this sort of historically, you know, you have this like sort of patriarchy that's been very oppressive to the elements, you know, like Mother Nature, if you will. And so it's sort of the premise is this old, you know, sort of dictator who's at the end of his life and, you know, sort of is contemplating his existence and staring out at the ocean. And there's actually a really awesome animated video that a friend of ours did to that song. I don't know if you checked that out
yet. I did watch that, yes.
Yeah, so it kind of explains sort of the loosely sort of the story of the song and how there's this old dictator sort of staring at the ocean and this fish kind of comes out and tries to, you know, sort of explain and show the spirit that's in there and just this whole sort of journey ensues from there. Yeah, just kind of that the truth is in the flow of nature, you know, and we all try to like hold on to things and really it just needs to be like a flow. And I think that in different ways with Old Fidel and some of the other songs, that's kind of the lyrical theme.
Same with Ode to My Heritage. That's another one that jumped out at me. I think I discovered that you are basically the lyricist, although maybe not 100%, but I know that musically you guys are very collaborative, but the lyrics are your game.
Yeah, because they figure, you know, I'm the one that's like singing them, so I might as well be the one that, has sort of free reign to sort of speak my mind in that sense. But yeah, musically, in a lot of ways, it's all just a collaborative process. I mean, quite a bit, you know.
You know, and you're carrying this, how should I put it, shamanic attitude towards things pretty deeply. For instance, your last CD, the name of which escapes me right now.
Songs for the Universe.
Yes, and that's the one where you guys were recording it in different frequency.
That's right, yeah. That was an interesting thing, too, sort of doing some research and finding that there are different, you know, sort of frequencies that you can tune to that are a little more, supposed to be a little more like healing of vibes, you know? So it's... It's definitely, we gave it a shot and tried to tune our guitars as such and noticed a difference, you know, and it was like a totally different feel to the music. And so we kind of ran with it on, that was the concept of that album and sort of using like, you know, archetypes, like symbols for a lot of the songs. Like, you know, there's this song called Ancient Golden Star and Heart and Rising Phoenix and Cicada and that sort of thing. So they're all very like... you know, symbolic tunes. That's kind of how we wanted to approach it.
Well, you know, hearing you mention the word archetype and seeing that kind of sonic and musical adventurousness puts me in mind of another band that it was formative in my life back in the day, and that's the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
And I know that you've covered the Dead more than once on stage.
It's true.
So... it's really heartening to see a new generation coming in with that kind of attitude that says everything's fair game. We're coming at it with an open heart and an open mind. Let's see what we can do with it. And you're bringing your audience along with you in that exploration. And that's a beautiful thing, man.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, I mean, obviously Jerry Garcia is the epitome of the modern day musical shaman. You know, I mean, what he was able to sort of achieve and the community that he built and how he has sort of shaped our culture is undeniable. He's had an undeniable impact, you know, and I think that he did so because he was staying close to the truth and keeping this vibe, you know, and what a significant example to sort of follow. I mean, I'm not like I wouldn't consider myself to be a huge Grateful Dead fan, but I think that, you know, their sort of contributions are, you know, just very significant for sure. Well, and we love to play the tunes.
Yeah, well, some great tunes, you know. And part of the reason is because they had a really good lyricist. Robert Hunter was drop dead with his lyrics. And, you know, your lyrics, they're not the same, but they're angling in that direction. And it's really cool to watch that develop over the several CDs that we've gotten from you
right
guys.
On. Well, yeah, that's obviously a significant honor, you know, to sort of be compared to someone like that. I mean, it's just such a blessing, man, just to be able to sort of tap in and have to, you know, because the songs they really seem to come from a different place, you know, and I try to get my headspace right with sort of a yogic process and meditation, and that seems to lend itself toward opening up to this sort of little voice that's in my head, you know, that I hear these melodies, you know, and I feel like it's sort of my duty to sort of take the songs and bring them into this sort of reality, if you will, and develop the themes. And so it's such a process for me, for sure.
Yeah, listening to that still small voice within is a constant challenge, and it's worthy of anyone on the path, I think. And you guys are on that path. I think that's really cool.
Right on, man. Yeah, it's definitely that, you know, and I think it's really easy for bands to sort of get caught up in the numbers and the expectation, and it's a lot, you know. And I think that it just kind of misses the mark, you know, because really, you know, you're on this, and it's a very, you know, just to be in a place like Colorado and specifically Carbondale, which we stopped through a couple of days ago, we were kind of like drawn into the town. Like we were on the highway coming from Hotchkiss headed to our friend's house in Breckenridge, and we're like, Carbondale's right here, and we'll just kind of get off the road, and it just kind of sucked us in a little bit, and the vibe and the energy was, it's just what a special place you guys have there. I mean, it's, so to be able to, as a, you know, sort of human being traveling, and to be able to experience those sort of energies and meet some of the local folks and have some, you know, just, we had some killer conversations that day, you know, just,
nice.
It was a real treat for us. But yeah, like I said, it just becomes this, you know, self-reinforcing inspiration that continues the journey.
And you've got two shows in Carbondale, so you're going to get to spend a little bit of time here.
Yeah, we're excited about that.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about your band before I let you go.
Yeah, so I've been playing music with Mikey, the guitarist, for quite some time. We met in 2005 and sort of immediately we're kind of yin and yang. And I think Danger Muffin is kind of a little bit of that, too. It's like a yin-yang sort of thing. Mikey is incredibly skilled, constantly improvisational guitarist that understands, you know, just all these different textures and this ethereal sort of vibe that he puts in every song, and you hear it in every record. And then Steven is the drummer from Moonscapes through Songs for the Universe, and he's recently switched over to upright bass and sort of percussion. So he'll bounce back and forth on stage between upright bass and percussion, and as we go from acoustic to electric. And you know, he's just the time that he puts in, the study that he puts in, kind of makes the rest of us look back, because he's such a student of music. He understands so much about it, and it's just really awesome to kind of take his lead as we navigate through these different genres, and, you know, paying them the proper homage, and you need to play this groove the right way, you know, or else kind of thing. So that's been cool. And then just recently, Heritage was recorded with a new drummer, Marcus Hellander. But just recently he had to go back to Finland, which is where he is from. And we've been touring with another drummer, just a handful of gigs with him. His name's Adam Williams, and he's fitting right into the mold and just a really, just a phenomenal pocket. So it's been a lot of fun having fresh energy in the van as well.
Well, Dan Lotti, I want to thank you for joining us here on KD&K, giving us a few minutes of your afternoon. And
My pleasure.
Have a great show tonight in Steamboat and tomorrow in Denver. And then we're looking forward to seeing you here in Carbondale. Yay!
Yeah, we're looking forward to being there. It's a, like I said, it's awesome, awesome town, and we're looking forward to meeting everyone.
Dan Lotti, lead singer for Danger Muffin. And again, they'll play twice in our town this weekend. Tomorrow night at Steve's Guitars, Sunday afternoon at Cypress Park. And if you can't be there in person, be sure to tune into KD&K. We will broadcast the entire show, Let Them Roar, opening for Danger Muffin this Sunday in Cypress Park. Let's go out with another tune from Danger Muffin from their new CD, Heritage. Here is Waves on the Express Yourself show, KD&K. there's another groovy tune from Danger Muffin, that song called Waves. I'm hearing some island in there. I'm hearing a little bit of Afropop. Really nice music from Danger Muffin. Two chances to catch them this weekend. Well, before we get to our next guest, let's mention a few things happening for First Friday. Right now, as a matter of fact, Katie and Kay invites you to an open house and artist reception featuring local landscapes from Colorful Crow Photography. We are celebrating new creative uses of the Katie and Kay building thanks to our rezoning. Call us here at 963-0139 if you need more information. First Friday at the Sunrise end of Main Street includes a summer block party hosted by Marble Distillery and the Carbondale Clay Center, and treats from Slow Groovin' Barbecue and Elevated Elixirs. Live music is provided by Sneaky Pete and the Secret Weapons, and sustainability inspiration and information provided by Evergreen Events. Learn more at marbledistilling.com. Also at the East End of Maine, well, the Carbondale Clay Center presents a solo exhibition tonight of ceramic and fiber art by resident artist Colette Spears. The reception opens at 6, and you can get the details at carbondaleclay.org. Carbondale Arts has an arts opening tonight with a reception starting at 6. It's a new exhibition called Rudis, Origin, Interpretation, Place. Rudis showcases works by four local artists and includes painting, sculpture, sound, and mixed media. The reception, as I said, begins at 6, and the show will hang until after the Mountain Fair. And you can get more information at carbondalearts.com. And of course, the Mount Sopris Music Fest, the 17th version of that, is tonight at Town Plaza, 4th and Main. And look for four local bands, starting with Lookout Mountain Showdown at 5 p.m., the Davenports at 6, Sleepy Justice at 7, and Whiskey Stomp at 8 o'clock. And last but not least, Cowboy Corral will serenade First Friday revelers with their four-part harmonies all over town tonight from 6 to 7:30 as they chase the ghost riders in the sky to the place where the deer and the antelope play. And actually, that place where they play will be right here in the studios of KD&K, because Cowboy Corral will be our next guest. But before we get to them, let's play a tune from Marty Stewart. Marty Stewart coming to town, coming to Rifle, actually, playing the Youth Theater on Thursday night. Here's a great tune from them, from their gospel CD, Soul Chapel, Way Down, on the Express Yourself Show, KD&K.
While on this earth, Jesus did a lot of talking. He proved it in his words and in his walking. Well, he was not a man of this world's design. I'm here to tell you, friends, he was one of a kind. He gave us many gifts, gifts from above. But the greatest of these, don't you know, is love. Way down in the bottom. Way down in the bottom. Way down in the bottom. You can find the love of Jesus in the bottom of your heart. Well, ain't it easy every day to get discouraged? Sometimes we want to turn and run, hide and worry. But don't be like the man who ran all his life. He never let the love of heaven's light shine down around him and show him the key to peace, joy, and eternity. Way down in the bottom. Way down in the bottom. Way down in the bottom. You can find the love of Jesus in the bottom of your heart. Well, and on that final judgment day, when I'm called up from out of the grave, and I'm standing with the angels up in the sky, with Jesus and the Father side by side. I want to hear him say, job well done, welcome home my child, your race is run. You did some things to be proud of, but the greatest of these was when you showed love. Way down,
way down in the bottom,
way down,
way down in the bottom,
way down,
way down in the bottom.
You can find the love of Jesus in the bottom of your heart. Way down,
way down in the bottom,
way down,
way down in the bottom,
way down,
way down in the bottom.
You can find the love of Jesus in the bottom of your heart,
in the bottom of your heart, in the bottom of your heart.
That is Marty Stewart. Marty Stewart playing the Youth Theater next Thursday down in Rifle. Some songs go deep and then live there for decades. Growing up in the West like I did, songs like Home on the Range and Ghost Riders in the Sky are in there, and I'm probably not going to let them go. So it's always nice to hear those songs again. They bring back memories. The Cowboy Chorale is a local singing group that brings those old Western songs to life, and they visit Express Yourself today before they serenade the First Friday crowds this evening, and I'll let Cowboy Chorale introduce themselves.
Hi there, I am Trail Boss.
And I am Holly Bell.
I hope there's room enough for two Bells in Carbondale, because I'm Shell Bell.
Donna Sue.
I'm Hattie Lou.
Barb Wire.
You can call me Wildcat.
Hi, I'm Big Dave.
And I'm Pecos Pete.
All right, they are ready to sing some songs for us, so let's hear it. The Cowboy Chorale, live here in the studios at KDNK.
Drifting along with the tumbling, tumbleweed. Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Here's a little story about what happens when a cowboy is getting to the end of the trail. In this case, it is the Goodnight Lovin' Trail that was used to bring cows north from Texas up to the northern markets.
Too old to wrangle or ride on the swing, you eat the triangle and curse everything. And if dirt was a kingdom, then you'd be the king. On the good night trail, on the loving trail, our old woman's lonesome tonight. Your French heart blows like a low-balling cap. It's a wonder the wind don't tear off your skin. Get in there and blow out the light.
If your herd is still a little scattered and riled up from fryer crackers and parades, we're going to settle them down here with a cowboy lullaby.
Desert silver blue beneath the pale moonshine, coyote up and lazy on the hill. Sleepy winks of lightning down the forest skyline. Time for mill and cattle to be still. So low now, the lightning's far away. The coyote's up and steering.
you folks need. Nothing there that seems to take your eye. Still you got to watch them or they'll all stampede, plunging down some royal bank to die. So now the lightning's far away, the cryo's up the street to sing and to redeem.
I'm a lonesome cowboy.
Now, you might still have a few strays wandering around out there, so point your radio speaker to the North 40 and turn it all the way up. We're going to bring them in with a cattle call. Recognize this next one, but we have put our own Cowboy Corral twist on it.
From this valley, they say, you are going, we will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile, for they say you are taking the sunshine. That brightens our pathway a while. Come and sit by my side. If you love me, you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu, me adieu. But remember the roaring Fork Valley,
the valley,
and the God who has loved so true.
This pretty little moonlit waltz is usually sung by a cowboy, but the Cowboy Corral thought it through, and we're going to give you the cowgirl's point of view.
One night as I was out riding, graveyard shift midnight to dawn, that moon was as bright as a reading light for a letter from a girlfriend back home. She wrote,
why do you ride for your money? And why do you rope for short pay? You ain't getting nowhere and you're losing your share. Must have gone crazy out there.
But they've never seen the northern lights. They've never seen a hawk on the wing. They've never seen spring hit the great divide. And they've never heard old Camp Cookie sing.
Before there was cows and cowboys in this country, there was a bunch of different critters roaming around on the high ranges, and this next one is going out to them.
Evening finds the elk herds departing from the dunes and lakeside sands, and the night the always embracing mother spreads her mantle o'er the silent land. Bowing low, they drink the crystal water, stars reflecting like the heavens above.
Finish up here with a cowboy chorale dedication. This goes out to Cowboy Randy, who did a fine show every Friday morning for a long, long time right here on KDNK. So, Cowboy, if you're out there listening, we love you. We miss you. This is for you. Adios.
Happy trails to you. Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
That's the Cowboy Chorale singing here in the studios of KDNK. Cowboy Randy played both kinds of music, country and western. Yeah, that's wonderful, you guys. How long have you all been singing together?
4 years, I believe, we've been singing together and performing for about 2.5.
Huh. And this isn't the complete ensemble, is it?
Oh, no, we could only fit half of us in this little
room. Oh, so there are how many of you in the group?
16, maybe 15, 16.
Wow.
17, 18. Depends on the day.
It's hard to corral that many.
Some of us go on vacations and then there's others to fill in.
Okay.
Yeah.
How often do you rehearse?
Every Thursday.
How about that?
And that's the real fun of it.
And
that's
tonight,
really what keeps it together. And Thursday night get-togethers are their own little party. That's pretty much why we do it.
Yeah.
And then there's a notice about the practice, but it's all written in cowboy talk.
My computer doesn't like it.
It keeps on underlining all the words like cowboys can't spell.
These songs are a couple hundred years old, aren't they?
Some of them.
Why do you think they still sound so good?
Maybe because of us.
Good answer.
When we do it out for folks in different places, we give a lot of history in between each of the songs about the Goodnight Lovin' Trail, about the chuck wagons, about who was a camp cookie, and things like that.
Uh-huh. We tend to sing the whole song instead of a little snippet.
Yeah, that's true.
Huh. Boy, that sounds really great, you guys. Well, we have about 3 minutes left. Do you have a three-minute song to take us to the top?
I think we do.
A couple of them.
Let's do it. Cowboy Corral. And you can catch Cowboy Corral wandering around downtown Carbondale during First Friday. So you're not going to want to miss their costumes and their singing.
And the skies are not cloudy all day.
Home, home on the range,
where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
Our home's Carbondale, the best town by golly. Our town, one table, sofers Katie and Kay. Folklorico dancing, our history is ranching. Arts council and brew pubs and potato day.
Home, home on the range. Discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
That's wonderful, Cowboy Corral. Thank you so much for gracing the airwaves at KDNK.
Much obliged.
Thank you.
Yes, that was wonderful. And don't forget, you can hear them wandering around town during First Friday here. And, well, that's going to do it for another Express Yourself. Thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned
Happy
for the
trails.
News coming right up.